Welcome. It's great to see so many of you here on our campus. I want to welcome everybody joining us online as well. And it's that time of year where it's Christmas and we all celebrate that. But just for a minute, if your home is anything like ours, if your life is anything like ours, doesn't December also feel like there's this timer over your head at all times, a countdown clock, and it's getting closer and closer, and your mind is racing with all of the things you haven't got done yet? Am I the only one who feels that? Okay, good. So I was hoping that that wasn't the case. So just for a minute, I just want you to be. Can you just be for a second? It's like we come into this room and we come to gather and we come to worship, and here's what I don't want to happen. That's just one more thing on our list we got to get done this December. It's like come in here, I went to church, I go home, I jump back into the things I need to do. And every December, I feel that weight, I feel that pressure, I feel that frenetic pace about my life. I know that you must feel it too. And what I want us to do for our time together today, if we can, I know it's really challenging, but it's fun that we're all together so we can all do this together, is maybe just for a second, set that aside. And what we're gonna do today is we're actually just gonna spend an entire message doing nothing but focusing on celebrating the goodness that God has shown us over this last year. Let me tell you why that's so important. Because when you get into this time of the year, as the new year is on the horizon and we're getting closer to Christmas, it can be so easy to get so locked into that and all the things that we need to get done that we forget just to pause and remember and celebrate all that we've seen God do this year so far. And I think it's a really important thing to build into our lives. Here's the phrase, the discipline of celebration. You don't often put those two words together. Like, how am I disciplined to celebrate? Here's how. Unless you discipline yourself to celebrate, you won't. You'll just move on to the next thing. So we're gonna celebrate today all that God's done in the life of our church this year. But just for a moment, let me ask you to do something this year. Maybe you've never tried something like this before. This is not one more thing to add to your to-do list. This is a heart posture. Between now and the end of the year, I want you to reflect in prayer. I want you to reflect as you drive around. What has God shown you this year? In fact, if you could, by the end of this month, get this year down to one succinct sentence, how would you describe this year? What have you seen God do? What have you seen God done? I started doing this about 15 to 20 years ago, taking the month of December, reflecting on the year, narrowing it down to a sentence that describes what I experienced from God. For example, I can take you back to 2010. In our life, the year of 2010 was the year of no. It felt like every prayer that I prayed, God said no. I don't know if you've ever walked through a year like that. Some of you may be walking through a year like that. It literally feels like the year where God has continued to tell you no. I know what that feels like. That was 2010 for me. Now, why is that important? Because when God eventually said yes, it made me understand why he had said no. See, and you track what God's up to in your life, over time, it will start to make sense. So we're gonna celebrate the faithfulness of God. Now, why does God's faithfulness in the past matter for us? It gets us through today. It gives us hope for tomorrow. And God has been doing quite a few things in the life of our church this year. We're gonna watch a video here in just a minute that celebrates a lot of that. But before we do, let me give you a verse that foundationally drives all of that for us here. And it kind of comes from my own personal story. 2 Chronicles 16:9. The eyes of the Lord search the whole earth to do what? To strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. Now, this verse, we're gonna leave it up here for a second, is in the New Living Translation. Your translation may read differently in your Bible. The New Living Translation is not as popular of a translation. And what it does is it kind of summarizes what verses say and then puts it in language that's a little easier to understand. A good kid's Bible is usually in the New Living Translation. If it's a Bible for teenagers, oftentimes it'll be in the New Living Translation. I like the New Living Translation because it makes the Bible easier to understand. And the reason why I'm reading this verse to you in the New Living Translation is because I read this verse for the first time when I was 16 years old. In my Bible, that was the New Living Translation. I started reading God's word when I was 12 years old and I understood it, which is why I kept reading it. So I'm a big fan of giving kids and teenagers God's word in a way where they can understand it. But when I read this verse when I was 16 years old, it grabbed my heart and it gave me a picture of what I thought it was trying to say, which is simply this, that God is scanning the entire earth at all times asking, who can I use? And my 16-year-old heart grabbed a hold of this verse, and the best way I knew how, I just kind of told God, I want to be one of those people. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that looks like. But for the rest of my life, I'm hoping that when you're looking for people that you could use, that you would not pass me by. I'm 46 years old now. That was 30 years ago. This is still the cry of my heart every day, that when God scans the earth, that he would not pass me by, that he would say, that's someone that I could use. But see, there's a caveat to this verse. What does it say? It says that he searches the earth. He wants to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. See, God's not after your perfection. Jesus took care of that for you on the cross, but he does want your heart. He looks for hearts who are fully committed to him. And church, I believe the same way that God looks for this from people, he looks for this from churches. And this verse drives my prayer life and drives our prayer life for our church as well. You see, as I believe God is scanning the earth for churches he can use right now. What's a church? It's just a group of people. It's not a building, it's not an institution, it's not an organization, it's a people. God says, what group of people can I use? My prayer is that he does not pass us by. My prayer is that he lands on New Hope Church and says, that's a church I want to pour out my spirit. That's a church of a people who believe that I can do more than they could ever ask or imagine. So when we stop to celebrate what God has done, it's our way of recognizing, and please don't miss this, God is up to something here. God is doing something that can only be explained by his might and by his power, and we get to be a part of it for such a time as this. So we're gonna talk about what that looks like more moving towards the future. But before we get into that, let's stop and celebrate what we've seen God do so far this year. So take a look at this video.
2025 was an incredible year for New Hope Church. We saw God do some amazing things, and we want to take some time to celebrate that. First of all, in 2025, we officially moved into our next 22 and beyond initiative, starting with the full renovation of our kids' ministry space. And that whole project was completed this past year. We now have new nursery rooms, new preschool rooms, a new buddies ministry environment for an area of our church that's growing and thriving, a space for kindergartners, a ministry environment for first through third grade students, one for fourth and fifth grade students, and then our middle school students now have their own space every single Sunday where they continue to grow each week. We've already seen God do so much through this new space. We can't wait to see what he continues to do moving forward. But that's not the only thing that we saw happen this year. God has done so many different things in so many other areas in the life of our church, and we want to celebrate those as well.
This year, New Hope Missions has been on the move, bringing hope to our neighbors and the nations. Compassion Weekend reminded us that love knows no borders. Partnering with Compassion International, New Hope helped sponsor 372 children, giving them hope, resources, and the opportunity to grow in the love of Jesus. Through the Compassion Experience, our church community learned more about global poverty and how sponsorship can transform lives, both now and for generations to come. In the Dominican Republic, 62 people served across multiple trips, including 70 families with children. Teams completed interior and exterior painting projects, assisted in medical clinic for the first time, and shared the gospel in local homes, leading to 10 salvations and countless moments of encouragement. New Hope partnered with Operation Blessing to serve in the Hurricane Helene rebuilding efforts in the Arts District of Asheville. Through this partnership, local artists were able to get back to work, restoring hope and making a lasting impact on the community. Closer to home, more than 1,200 people served locally through New Hope Missions. At the Raleigh Dream Center, an average of 46 volunteers serve each month through the Adopt-A-Block Outreach, which offers free groceries and a children's program. Additionally, they have built real friendships with residents and have given aid by delivering beds, furniture, and baby items while offering prayer and care. We were able to continue our partnership with Fayetteville Street Elementary, serving students, teachers, and families through back-to-school supply collections, Christmas gift sponsorships, and hosting teacher retreats, supporting family engagement events as well. Because of these efforts, New Hope was recognized by the Durham Board of Education for our ongoing support of local schools. From the DR to our own neighborhoods, 2025 has been a powerful year of serving others and sharing the love of Jesus.
2025 has been an exciting year in New Hope Kids. We've seen God move in amazing ways as we continue reaching, teaching, and releasing the next generation. We celebrated 62 baby dedications as families committed to raising their children to know and follow Jesus. We also celebrated 29 baptisms, kids boldly declaring their faith and taking their next step with Christ. Our volunteer teams have grown in strength and passion too, with 175 active team members now serving our babies through our elementary age kids. Since moving into our newly renovated kids ministry spaces in July, we've seen incredible growth, especially in our kindergarten and our fourth and fifth grade rooms. Most importantly, our kids aren't just learning about Jesus, they're living it out, applying God's word and shining his light in their world.
This year has been an incredible season for our student ministry. Each week, we've seen about 100 students gather on Wednesday and around 85 middle schoolers on Sundays. We kicked off the summer with camp, taking 39 students, where we witnessed lives changed as students gave their heart to Christ and took bold next steps in baptism. In fact, 27 students have gone through the waters of baptism throughout 2025. That is incredible. One of the biggest highlights was the Back to School Bash, where over 130 students joined in for an unforgettable color war. More recently, at our Fire Pits and Flannels event, more than 70% of our students donated clothing to Note in the Pocket, showing their heart for serving others. We're also celebrating a major milestone, splitting our Wednesday teaching environments so we can better connect with both middle and high school students and share God's word tailored to their specific age group. We are grateful for all that God has done and excited for what is still to come.
This year, New Hope Worship has experienced incredible health and growth. We've strengthened in unity across every worship area, choir, Sunday worship, young adults, and students, becoming one worship family with a shared purpose to glorify God through excellence and authenticity. We introduce new ministry ladders that empower leaders and foster development through team coordinators, music directors, and vocal leaders. These roles have deepened connection, elevated musical excellence, and equipped the next generation of worship leaders. We also expanded opportunities for volunteers to serve both on and off stage, creating space for everyone to use their gifts. Our choir has seen remarkable growth with student involvement and new recording sessions that has strengthened both sound and spirit. Altogether, 55 active team members now rotate and serve faithfully each week, reflecting not just growth in numbers, but growth in unity and purpose. We're celebrating all God has done through New Hope Worship in 2025, and we can't wait to see what He does next.
This year has been one of incredible growth at New Hope. Now more than ever, people are getting connected, serving, and growing in community. Over 1,000 people participated in over 100 life groups, led by 177 amazing leaders. And our new Couples Connect gatherings, which launched this fall, grew each month, bringing together around 150 couples each event, which built stronger relationships and deepened their faith. We've also welcomed 230 people through New to New Hope and celebrated 539 new members. And church, we've also seen 213 people go through the waters of baptism. That is incredible, and our God is so very good. Easter was also a powerful weekend, with more than 5,000 people worshiping across five different services as lives were changed and people crossed from death to life. Our online reach has also been flourishing, connecting hundreds of thousands through social media and YouTube, where viewers watched over 45,000 hours of gospel-centered content this year. From life groups to worship, from digital outreach to community events, 2025 has been a year overflowing with growth, new faces, and countless opportunities to reach, teach, and release people for Jesus.
We truly have a lot to celebrate
from all that God has done this past year. But please don't ever forget this. None of it happens without you serving, without you being faithful to continue to give, without you spreading the good news of the gospel message by being the light God has called you to be every single day with the people in your life. It's been an incredible year. But here's what's exciting. I think we're just getting started. You see, as we move towards this new year, we're going to step into six brand new ministry initiatives that we believe God is calling us to launch in the new year. It's going to be incredible. So New Hope, let's keep moving forward by faith together. And I can't wait to see all that God has in store for us.
Man, there's so many good things to celebrate. I had forgotten that we sponsored y'all 372 kids back in March through Compassion. I mean, do you realize the life change that's happening now with all of those children's lives? It's just remarkable. And that's why it's so important just to stop and reflect and celebrate God's goodness and everything that's happened. And like I said there at the end, I hope you connect the dots that none of that happens without God using you. So that's really exciting. And we have seen God do a lot. And obviously one of the big things that's happened this year is the full renovation of our kids ministry space, which is absolutely remarkable. So if you weren't attending our church at the time, let me kind of take you back to the genesis of that. It feels like an eternity ago. It really wasn't that long ago, but in May of last year, so May of 2024, we did a vision night where we talked about this next 22 initiative. Now, why? Because we were 22 years old as a church. We believe God was calling us to do more for the next 22 years, but it wasn't just that. It was the next 22 years and beyond. And we talked about that back in May of 2024. What does it look like first to renovate the kids' ministry space? And then beyond that, what are some new things God is calling us to step into? What would it look like if we launched new ministry initiatives every single year for the next 22 years? Well, here we are now on the other side of the completed renovation project. Our kids have been using it since July. And now we're at the time where we are moving from that next 22 renovation project to our next 22 and beyond initiatives. And if you attended one of our membership classes this fall, we talked about that. We've been prayerfully considering a number of different things that God may be calling us to step into. But as we've been praying about that, over the last 4 months, two things have taken place simultaneously. Now, I didn't recognize in real time that this was happening simultaneously. Sometimes it's not until you look back that you go, wait a second. Those things were both happening. They're both really good things. We're gonna celebrate both of them. That's my way of giving you a heads up. Get ready to clap, right? So here's two things that happened simultaneously over the last 4 months, both of which are pretty remarkable. First of all, when it comes to the renovation project. So we finished the project in July. The kids start using it on Sundays. It's been amazing. But if you've ever done a major project, you know how complex that can be. And you start using it, but then you've still got to pay certain vendors and certain subcontractors. You got to make sure you close out all of the project, financially speaking, usually about 6 to 8 weeks afterwards. And as we began to do that, our financial team was sending me weekly reports. And the information that I was seeing every single week was pretty remarkable. So I kind of finally called them together and I said, you know, I want to make sure I'm reading this the right way. Y'all are the experts. And they said, yeah, that's exactly what's happening. And I said, wow, praise God. Well, you know, let's keep seeing if the reports continue to do this. I know we're still looking to pay a few more, you know, vendors and things like that. But all in all, once we finished all of that up, it was about October when we finally closed out the books on all this. This was a $4 million project that we, that's what the estimates, that's what we had been praying for, preparing for $4 million project. Well, by the time everyone had been paid and everything was finished, the project wasn't $4 million. It actually only ended up being $3.1 million. And so I think that's something worth celebrating, okay? It's very rare that you get surprised financially a good way. Can I get an amen, right? I mean, usually you find out about something else, like we didn't plan for that. So you're like, well, how did that happen? Well, the reason that happened is we didn't use any of the contingencies that were built into the estimate. And that's just wise stewardship. Jesus said, before you build the house, you wanna make sure that you're ready for it, so you build in contingencies. We thought we would probably run into some challenges with putting in new sewer lines, adding a second floor, all of the different things. Our team did such a great job managing resources along the way that we didn't have to use any of the contingencies, which meant the project ended up costing us substantially less than what we had prepared for. Now, the second thing that happened simultaneous to that is over the last 4 months, so August, September, October, and November, so our financial team, again, tracks all this data, and so there's your average monthly giving, like how much money typically is given over the course of a month here at New Hope Church, and we know what that number is from 1 month to the next, but something remarkable has happened. Again, didn't really see this coming, didn't anticipate this, but it's pretty awesome, and it's a testimony to you and your generosity and your faithfulness. But over the last 4 months, every single month, the giving at New Hope has jumped substantially. So can we just celebrate that for a second as well? It's remarkable. Like, well, what does all that mean? A plus B equals C. Here's what that means, right? The project costs less. Y'all have been giving more. What that means is we are now able to step into some new initiatives more quickly than we had anticipated. We just talked about at our last teaching series, Pace Setters, that generosity sets the pace. Your generosity is allowing us to move more quickly into the pace. And as I shared there in the video, we believe that God is actually calling us to launch 6 new ministry initiatives in this new year. And we're really excited about this because that's more than we thought we were going to be able to do. We thought possibly we could do 3 or 4. We thought it might stretch us to do 5. I was praying between 5 or 6, and then I realized, hold up, next year's 2026. You can't do 5 in 2026. You gotta do 6 in 2026, all right? So that's what we're doing, 6 in 2026, all right? So I did not put these in your notes, but you might wanna jot a few things down. These are all worth celebrating. You can get a little fired up if you see one that you like. Now, if you see one you don't like, you just keep that to yourself, right? But you get a little fired up with the ones you like. And by faith, we believe God is calling us to step into these new opportunities in the new year. 6 of them, all right? So here's the first one, we believe. We are stepping into a new season of growth as we expand to 3 Sunday worship services beginning Sunday, February 1st, 8 a.m., 9:30 a.m., 11:15 a.m. You're gonna have more space, all right? That's what we're celebrating on Sundays, all right? It's a good thing. So we got a little bit of time, Sunday, February 1st, 8 a.m., 9:30 a.m., 11:15 a.m. So between now and then, I need you to do a little homework. I want you to look, I think it's in the book of Deuteronomy. I can't give you exactly the, you know, chapter and verse, but I do believe, as someone who teaches the Bible, somewhere in the book of Deuteronomy is a verse that in the original language says, there is a special blessing and a crown in heaven for those of you who attend at 8 a.m. That's what the verse says, all right? Fairly certain it's in there. So we're gonna be asking some of y'all, that's not in there, we're gonna be asking some of y'all to give up your seat at one of the more highly attended services and help us out a little bit there. Now, you'll probably also notice there's less time in between services. The reason for that is we wanna make it easier for people to also serve. Maybe you attend one worship service, you serve in another worship service. If your kids are here for multiple services, we'll have a special ministry environment designed just for them so they don't have to keep attending the same thing over and over. Our parking team is thinking through the logistics of that. So we've got a lot to do between now and then, but ultimately, the opportunity there is going to be for us to reach more people who are far from God. And even as early as this morning, I was praying not just for today, not just for this upcoming Christmas season. I was praying for this next season in our church as well, this new teaching series we're going to kick off on February 1st. So again, we got some time between now and then, but I think that's going to be a really fun thing for us to experience together as a church. Second initiative we believe God's calling us into is we are investing in the future of ministry by launching a fully funded internship and leadership residency program to raise up the next generation of pastors and church leaders. And we are very excited about this. Now, we have already a couple of interns here at our church. They do a phenomenal job. Pastor Nick leads this entire charge and initiative. And what we want to do this upcoming year is really step into that a little bit more formally. We want to resource it better. We want to organize it better. We have some students in our church, high school students, college students. We've even got some adults in their 20s. They believe God's calling them to ministry. We want to be able to fully develop them through this internship and residency program. We also believe that there are some individuals that we don't know who are looking for a church just like New Hope. They feel called to ministry. They know they need to be trained. They need to be equipped. We're praying that God will send them to us. And we really believe that God has positioned us well for this. I think we can be the type of church that 10, 15 years from now, we'll be able to name a number of pastors and missionaries that are all over the world that came through this residency program. I'm praying for the day that we have maybe like a block of townhomes somewhere on our property where they can live. They can either live there or they can live in your basement. It's up to the Lord. All right, I don't know where they're gonna live, but I'm praying that we figure all that out between now and then. But this is gonna be exciting, and this is gonna be something that I think we're gonna see fruit from for a long time, all right? Third initiative, we believe God's calling us to launch in this new year. Launching a new ministry focused on equipping marketplace and business leaders to lead with purpose, shining the light of Jesus in and through their careers. So let's think about the second and third initiative in concert with one another. Yes, we want to raise up the next generation of pastors while simultaneously investing in what I believe are individuals who have the same kingdom impact as pastors. And many of those individuals I'm thinking of are you. You have a career, you step into the marketplace, you're surrounded by people that you work with day in and day out, you wanna be a light. Many of you are already doing this, and we wanna come alongside you and equip you and encourage you to do this in greater ways. We wanna offer you opportunities that will meet your friends that you've connected with through your career that will allow you to build some gospel bridges. For example, maybe we host a leadership development environment here on our campus. It's not on a Sunday. It's a little easier of an invite, but it allows you to bring them onto our campus. They hear some really good leadership development material. You're able to have good conversations with them. Maybe it helps you build a bridge, so it's hopefully pointing them more to Jesus. That's just one idea. We've built a list of individuals. Some of you, your name's on the list and you don't even know it, all right? So the Lord's put your name on our heart, and I'm gonna prayerfully be approaching you over the next couple of months and saying, hey, would you be willing to help us get this ministry off and running? We're still working through, again, some of the details of it, but again, I think we could be a church that's known for equipping marketplace leaders in whatever field God has called them to every single day, all right? Third ministry initiative in the new year. I told you, we're ambitious. We got six of these this year. So our third one is we're going to empower every family to build a lasting legacy through our new Leaving a Legacy initiative, providing every member with a free living will and trust, okay? So yeah, you can cheer for that. That's okay. That's a good one to cheer for. So if you're a member here at New Hope, this is an investment we want to make into your life. This is not an expense. This is not a cost. This is an investment. But if you were to try to go figure out how to do this on your own, it would be incredibly expensive. If you've never set this up where you've had a living will or trust in place, it can be an expensive thing to do. We've partnered with a ministry based out of Colorado Springs that partners with churches to come alongside them as they equip their members to go through this process. We are making a substantial financial investment to launch this ministry, but I believe very strongly in this. My wife and I actually went through this process with this ministry back in 2019, and it was incredibly helpful. It was incredibly prayerful. We had a lot of conversations that we had kind of talked around, but we had never really gotten super clear on some things. And we were able to do that. And it's incredibly peaceful for us to know that all of those decisions have been made, and they were made with kingdom initiatives in mind. And so we're gonna have some dinners that we'll host in the new year where if this is something that you're interested in taking the time, it does take some time to go through this process, but it's worth it, that we'll come alongside you, we'll partner you up with someone, and we'll help you get this through to its completion. And there's a number of reasons why. We'll be rolling this out strategically during the month of March, but I do think this initiative has the potential to produce some generational fruit for you and your family. And I think it's something that is gonna be incredibly encouraging for you to walk through if it's something that you've never done before, all right? Let me give you our fifth ministry initiative that we're gonna be launching in the new year. We're gonna be strengthening families through a powerful new parenting summit focused on raising kids with a biblical worldview, cultivating gender confidence, and preparing teens for the digital world. These are the three questions I get asked about the most. Yeah, to celebrate that. I think this will happen next fall. I see this being a summit/conference. I think we can also have some other events throughout the year. We're going to develop some other resources beyond just a physical event, but I get asked these three questions a lot, so we're going to start there. Like, how do you shape a biblical worldview? How do you help train your kids in a way where when they're adults, God's word still shapes their view, shapes their perspective about everything that they will encounter? How do you help your kids build gender confidence? Help them understand that when God created, God's word says he created them both male and female. That's part of his sovereign design. And yet kids are going to go through seasons of their life where they have questions. How do you respond biblically with love and with care? How do you help your kids navigate those waters with their friends at school that may be facing gender dysphoria? And there's a lot of guidance being given outside the walls of the church. And I just feel convicted that we should equip, encourage, and empower parents inside the walls of the church. But here's what I will tell you. I'm a pastor. Yeah, you go ahead. Cheer for that. I'm not an expert on these things. I'm also a parent. These are the same types of conversations we have at home with our two teenage boys. I've got a fourth grade son as well that we're beginning to have some of these conversations with. And so we want to make the investment to bring in the experts, bring in Christians who this is literally what they do for a living and what they study. Digital. How do you help kids and teenagers navigate living in a digital reality? You can't escape the fact that this is the reality that we live in, but let's give them some biblical guidance. I also think, and this is the thing I think I'm most excited about, this is going to be an incredible opportunity to reach out to some of your friends who are also parents who don't know the Lord. They may say no to your invitation to church because they're too busy, but I bet they'll say yes to your invitation to this, because they're looking for guidance for the same issues in their life as well. So again, this is gonna be a big event that we'll do next fall. We're gonna fund it throughout this next year. I think it's gonna be incredible. And then finally, our last initiative for this new year, we're launching a new campus outreach ministry to make a kingdom impact on the campuses of UNC, Duke, NC State, and NCCU. Yeah, we definitely can celebrate that. So we already have a presence there. We already have many students from these campuses that call New Hope their home. So we're not necessarily starting something new as much as we're launching more strategically into how can we focus on outreach and meeting the students right where they are at. We want to have a greater presence on their campus. We want to serve these students on their campuses. We want to serve these students when they attend New Hope. I pray for the day that every college student who attends on a Sunday knows they're going to get a home-cooked meal from someone in New Hope after the service. Wouldn't that be awesome? Y'all think our attendance would go up a little bit, right? I mean, you remember it was like in college, you just wanted a home-cooked meal. So it could be something as simple as welcoming college students into your home. It could be something as complex as going on to the campuses. We've reached out to some individuals who this is what they're doing, and they're going on to college campuses. They're seeing God do some incredible things. We've invited them to come onto our campus here in the new year and help guide us, instruct us, inspire us a little bit. So I'll keep you posted on how that goes along the way. But as you can see, these are six pretty big initiatives. And I believe God's calling us to step into these. And I think there's a couple of ways you could look at this. One of the ways you could look at this and go, man, that's incredibly ambitious. Now, I actually think we need to redeem that word. I don't mind, you know, being ambitious for kingdom-oriented things. But I recognize that sometimes people can, you know, struggle with that word a little bit. So here's probably a better word than ambitious. The word, quite simply, is faith. It's going to take faith. That we move forward by faith. There's no guarantee that these six ministry initiatives get launched in the new year, but our God doesn't operate off of guarantees. God doesn't say, I'll show you what I'm going to do, and then you have faith. God says, you have faith, and I'll show you what I can do. And that's what we're stepping into, is a season by faith. And so I want to challenge you today. How can you be a part of this? There's three ways. It's really simple. One, and all three of these ways aren't for everybody. The first one is for everybody. The next two, you pray and take this up between you and the Lord. But the first thing is everybody here can pray. Just pray. I just want to ask you and challenge you every day when you go before the Lord, somewhere in your prayer life, God, would you bless these six new initiatives in the new year? God, would you go before us? God, would you make a way? God, would you open doors that currently are closed? Because here's what I don't want to happen, New Hope. I don't want to stand up here next December and celebrate all that God's done and us somehow think that we were responsible for it. I want us to all know this is because of what God did. Look at what God did. So if we're all praying every day, asking God to do what only he can do, when God does what only he can do, we're quick to give him the praise and glory for it. So pray for God to bless and go before us in these six new initiatives. The second thing, and this is for some of you, maybe not for everybody, but for some of you, I want you to ask God, God, where do you want me to be a part of this? I mean, you may have already sensed something stirring in your heart that you're like, yes, I have a passion for college students. That's when God moved substantially in my life. And you know that's something you want to be a part of. Maybe you're really into numbers and planning and maybe even helping people with their finances, and that leaving a legacy initiative, making sure your living will and trust is in place, that really resonated with your heart. Maybe it's with marketplace leaders. You are a marketplace leader and you're wanting to step into that space. Maybe with our three services, you already recognize guest services, there's gonna be more opportunities to serve. Kids ministry, more opportunities to serve. And you just wanna let one of our pastors know, hey, my yes is on the table. You tell me where you need me to be when it comes to serving in this new year. So you begin to ask God, God, is there a place and a part that you want me to play? Specifically, like part of the team that gets this launched, part of the people who takes full ownership of this initiative. That might be what God is laying on your heart. And then the third step that you may prayerfully take today is that you give, that you continue to be generous, that you financially support. Everything you give is what makes these things happen. There is no like central source of resources that disperses resources to New Hope Church. Everything that happens at New Hope Church happens because of the faithfulness and the generosity of the members and the attenders of New Hope Church. And between now and the end of the year, God may lay on your heart to give a substantial gift. I mean, sometimes what families do is they say, all right, how much have we spent on Christmas gifts? So let's make sure that we give to the Lord beyond that. I'm not saying this for everybody. That might be something you want to do. Sometimes people like to give a large gift towards the end of the year because they want to make sure that for tax purposes, it can be claimed for their contributions for the 2025 year. I don't know where you are with that, but that might be a step for some of you to take. Now, if you go on our website, when you go to give, you can see there's two options, tithes and offerings, or next 22. We set it up that way because the next 22 giving during this year was going to the full renovation of this project. Since that project is complete, I want you to know that if you were to give to next 22 between now and the end of the year, it would go specifically towards the launching of one of these new ministry initiatives in the new year. And then once we get to the new year, when you go to our website to give, you will see that those two options will then be combined, and the language you see will simply be this: next 22 and beyond, one fund. And moving forward, when you give, it will be a both and. Some of what you give will go towards everything that's already happening. We're not going to diminish resourcing the ministries that already happen here. We're actually adding to that. So know that when you give, part of what you give will continue to go to that. But part of what you give to the next 22 and beyond one fund will go specifically towards launching these two ministry initiatives. At our members' annual celebration meeting this afternoon, I'll be walking through the budget with our members where they'll be able to see that we have planned for prayerfully and prepared for prayerfully by allowing new initiative line items in the budget. So when you give, it's a both and, what we're already doing, and faithfully, prayerfully, what we believe God is calling us to do in this new year. So y'all, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be exciting. I can't wait to see all that God is going to do. But here's how I want us to end our time together today. We're gonna sing a song of rejoicing here in a second, and it's gonna lift our spirits. It's Christmas season, it's gonna be remarkable. But we're gonna do something a little different. I don't think we've ever done this before, but it'll be fun. Let me ask you to stand, okay? I have asked you to stand before, but if you're able, let me ask you to stand. And what we're gonna do that I don't think we've ever done before is we're gonna read a verse together, which can be tricky with this many people, all right? But I think we can do it. We're gonna read this verse together. And as we do, I want you to let the words of this verse just kind of resonate and capture your heart. We started our time by me just saying, hey, I know there's a lot going on, but let's just settle our hearts before the Lord for a moment. Let's not let the urgency of things that may not matter for eternal purposes rob us of something that we could be a part of that'll last for all of eternity. But as we do all of this, let's not forget the God who's behind all of this. It's incredible. So let's read this verse together, Ephesians 3:20. We'll read it at a pace where we can all do it. And when I say go, see, we've got to set up a lot of steps when we're doing it together. I'll say 1, 2, 3, go, and we'll all read it together. And let these words kind of resonate over our hearts, all right? One, two, three, go. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Can we pray? God, that is our prayer. We come before a God who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine. So God, we're asking. God, we're imagining. And God, we're expecting that you'll do more. So God, as we step further into this Christmas season and then into this new year, go before us. Give us favor. Make a way. Open the doors. Soften hearts. Provide the resources. God, may we be standing here this time next year, blown away by how you did immeasurably more than we asked or imagined. God, would you do that in our lives as well? God, some of us right now are facing a mountain in front of us, and we need you to do more than we could ask or imagine. God, some of us are facing hardship right now, and the pain is incredibly real, and we need you to move and do more than we could ask or imagine. God, some of us are in a marriage right now that's hanging on by a thread, and we don't see how it's going to last. We need you to do more than we could ask or imagine. God, would you be that God for each one of us in our lives? And we pray all of these things in Jesus' name, amen.